Lots to talk to KABC's Karen Travers about this morning. Good morning to you, Karen.
Morning.
So one of the questions is, what about telegraphing your intentions when it comes to the president and Syria? This morning, the president says on Twitter, could be very soon or not so soon at all. A backpedal?
Yeah, he certainly seems to be walking back that tweet from yesterday when he said that missiles were coming to Syria and said, get ready, Russia. There was a lot of commentary and criticism that this is something the president criticized his predecessor for and something the president said he would never do if he was elected. The White House yesterday was defending the tweet, saying the president didn't give any details. He didn't set anything in a definitive way. And that's what the president said this morning. He said, never said when the attack would take place. And he certainly is opening up for a broad timeline on all of this. Now, the White House is not giving a lot of details and just in saying that all options are on the table. But we know that some of the options that the president could be considering are strikes on chemical weapons storage facilities, air bases, or even military command headquarters of Bashar al-Assad.
Options, the key word you mentioned yesterday at the briefing. He is canceling his foreign trip to stay home, presumably to brainstorm about this subject in Syria?
Yeah, that was what the White House said. It was to monitor developments in Syria and worldwide and figure out what the U.S. strategy was going to be. The president, they said, could do this from here. He could do this in Florida, but they didn't want him to be out of the country while this was all being considered. So Vice President Pence will head to Peru tomorrow to pick up that trip for the president.
And, of course, the other big story on the Washington front has to do with the Speaker of the House, Karen.
Yeah, this was a bit of a surprise news yesterday. I mean, there have been rumblings about this for months, but certainly not something that was definitively said by Ryan or his team. He announced yesterday he won't be seeking re-election, effectively retiring from politics. And the president said, you know, he's a great man. He's going to leave behind a strong legacy that can be questioned by nobody. They had a complicated relationship, certainly, but I think they would like to focus on what they did accomplish, which to them, the biggest thing was that tax bill the president signed late last year.
What's the scuttlebutt about the why of this, Karen?
You know, Paul Ryan himself said yesterday a lot of it is personal reasons, that he just wasn't spending time with his family. I think this is something that when you look back when he took the job 2.5 years ago, he made that very clear from day one that he was taking it with conditions, that he wanted to be home on the weekends, not traveling around the country doing fundraising. So, you know, in Washington, you often hear people leaving positions to spend more time with family.
Yeah.
People kind of wink, wink, and, you know, what that means, something else, something scandalous. In this case, it certainly doesn't seem like it. I mean, he really does want to be back at home. His daughter, he said, is the same age he was when his own father passed away, and that's something that's really been sitting on him. That said, the likelihood of a big Democratic wave heading into November and the Republicans losing control of the House is very real, and that's something that would, of course, factor into a decision. And the president himself, you know, the dealings of a very fractured Republican caucus and a president who doesn't always make things easier for those up on Capitol Hill, that also has to be a big part of this decision.
Karen, I don't have the resources of ABC News, but here's my story that I want to figure out. When would be the last time that one state had the Speaker of the House and also the minority leader, presumably if Nancy Pelosi hangs on and if our friend from Bakersfield becomes this House Speaker of the House?
Oh, I don't know that. I have to look back at my almanac of politics and check.
Karen, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend upcoming.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. That's Karen Travers from ABC News, live from the White House.